Just like an annual checkup is important for maintaining good health, performing regular financial checkups is an essential part of planning for a healthy and successful retirement. This week on PlanWise Retire Free, Jude and I are going to discuss a financial wellness checkup right here on the podcast.
Any successful plan requires wisdom and preparation, and retirement is no different. It's time for the PlanWise Retire Free podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the show. Jude and I here to talk investing, finance, and retirement. And we're going to let Jude play a doc on the podcast here. He's not a doctor, but we're going to let him play one, do some financial checkup conversation with you. What's going on, my friend? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, my friend?
I got a little allergy, cold, something or another going on.
I hear a little something in your voice.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was like 58 degrees the other day after being 80 something for 2 weeks. So it was very strange, you know.
Yeah. I hate to say here in Florida that, you know, it's down to the 60s. It's about as cold as it gets. But
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of them things. And I think it's just pollen or whatnot. It just gets you. It's that time of the year still April at the time we're taping this. So it is what it is, but you and I are going to talk. Well, you know what? Since I'm a little under the weather, it works well for a little
perfect timing, right?
Yeah, right. So we'll treat this kind of like a little fun doctor analogy, you know, the financial doctor, if you will. And let's just kind of start with the basic thing, you know, checking your vitals, right? So when you go in, right, you see the nurse, right? They get you on the scale, they put a little thing on your finger, and they do the little, you know, blood pressure cuff. Right. So they're kind of getting your, you know, kind of getting your vital information. So what's our financial vital information, Jude? What would be the kind of the breakdown here?
Well, what I love about this particular topic is that we're using the doctor medical analogy, but it fits the principles of good financial planning.
Okay.
And so when you talk about reviewing your goals, it's everything from whether or not you're saving to go on a major vacation or you're saving for that to make work optional,
right?
You really should have a list of the goals that are most important to you and a time frame in which you achieve it. That's why one of the things that we do at the firm, that's one of the first actions we do, is we sit down and we ask the client, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? What would make your life happy financially?
Mm-hmm.
And then we make a list of all those goals because you got to benchmark it.
Right. And if you're thinking about your vital signs, if you will, that's probably for your financial health is going to be like your budget, right? I know the B word, but it's your in and out, right? What's coming in, what's going out?
It is so important to be tracking that. Early in my career, I used to give clients a Excel spreadsheet, budget spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, people hate doing those.
Oh, yeah.
So now what we do with our financial planning software that our clients have access to is that they can see something called their burn rate. And that's basically how much money is going out the door.
Nice.
And we try, and with each client, we come up with a specific goal for their burn rate. You know, some clients come in, they could be burning 80%. And we really want to get them down to a 50 or 60%.
Right.
But you just don't know unless you track. And that's why I started with tracking is so important.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great way to break it. I like the burn rate, too. That's a good way of thinking about it. It's a little bit different, different use of the B word there, if you will.
There you go.
All right. So let's go to number two here, financial doc. Building some financial immunity, right? So if you think about, you know, discussing things with your doctor, you're going to try to work on your overall, you know, just how your immune system responds to stuff. Well, same thing financially speaking. So what's our financial immunity here? We probably liquid assets, something, some sort of cash, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. And you brought it up without even knowing what I was going to say, but you hit it on the head, your liquid assets.
Okay.
So in our process with our clients, we put them on our system called Elements. And each element is kind of, it looks like the periodic table of elements when you were in high school.
Right, yeah.
So each element has a specific purpose and a benchmark. And one of them is liquid term. And that basically is how much emergency fund do you have to cover your bills? Is it 1 month, 2 months, 3 months? So when we bring a client onto the system, we like to see what their liquid term is and set a benchmark for how many months they should have of emergency saving.
Gotcha. You know, and I think the liquid conversation has changed a lot through the years, Jude, because it's like, all right, what is truly liquid nowadays? Is that walking into the bank and grabbing some cash and walking right back out? Or is it something you can access in 3 to 5 days? Because a lot of accounts can be accessed like that now too. So
absolutely. Absolutely. It's so quick to turn around. You could sell a mutual fund portfolio and have the money in your account in about 3 days. You're absolutely right.
Right. So is that liquid enough? Possibly. Right. Yeah. So I think maybe the days of saying I gotta have it in the mattress where I can pull it right out is maybe not quite there now. Although then again, you might want to do that because the world's weird. All right. Let's go to our debt diagnosis. The next piece on this would be, look, talk about just kind of the importance of reducing it down, right? I mean, there's lots of schools of thought on it, but I think we can all agree that if we can get it lower, especially the closer we get to retirement, then that's just a win anyway.
You're so right about there being so many schools. There's people like Dave Ramsey that hate debt and you should be at zero.
Right.
And there's all people to Robert Kiyosaki that says good debt that you can leverage is not a bad thing. And so each client has to have a custom financial plan.
Yeah.
And that's where we really dig and find out what is it that is your mental mentality toward money and what are the goals? Because if you're trying to create a real estate empire, you might have some really good debt if that's true. One of your goals.
That's true.
But if you want to be completely debt-free by the time you retire, we need to be able to put you on a path to get there. And that's why I love this system that we've created, this elements, because one of the elements is debt ratio. And so we look at the client's debt.
Yeah, kind of having that structure so that you can manage whatever you're trying to get to. And obviously, the sooner we can get on some sort of a strategy system and plan in place, the more it's going to help us to try to eliminate that stuff as we're working our way through it versus trying to get it all paid off at one time or, you know, whatever the case might be. All right. So usually when you go see the doctor, you go through these various different pieces. When you're done, they say, all right, well, let's look at some proactive steps for you to, they almost always say lose weight. I don't care if you're skinny as all get out.
Exactly.
Right?
It's always been there.
Everybody's like, lose weight. You know, you can probably weigh 12 pounds and they'd say lose weight. but some proactive measures, some preventative measures on the financial side, Jude.
Yeah. I think one of the areas that I see most common for people that they just miss it. Mm. And that's really looking at all the different insurance coverages that you have. Typically, when we think insurance, we think of our car insurance, we think of our health insurance.
Right.
Some people might think of life insurance. And all of those are important, and all of those do need to be checked because you should have certain levels. But there's also other insurance policies. One of the biggest ones that I see is umbrella liability. Mm. Most people don't know what umbrella liability that they have or whether they even have it or not. If you have a home, you probably have it. It's through your homeowner's insurance.
Right.
But if you have a healthy net worth, you've got to protect yourself. And the umbrella liability policy is part of that of that tool to protect yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think if you're thinking about being proactive and preventative, insurance is one. Taxation would be the other, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And how to kind of be, let's be proactive here. Because we're about to get kicked in the you-know-what coming, in 2026 when the current tax code sets. If nothing happens, I mean, we're going to have to see what happens with this crazy, goofy election. And then after that, we may or may not get a tax cut change immediately within 2025. That could happen. But realistically, no one does anything and they either continue on the policies or they make a whole new one starting in 26. Either way, that tax train is changing soon.
Yeah, I feel like Paul Revere, but instead of saying the British are coming, I keep on telling clients, the taxes are coming.
Yeah.
The taxes are coming. And this is something that we have to be proactive about because let me tell you, I'm 99.999% sure that in 2026, when the Taxpayer and Jobs Act expires, taxes will go up.
Yeah,
it's almost inevitable.
I mean, you look at all the stuff out there, it almost has to be. I mean, I would love to be wrong and they keep it exactly the same, but who knows, right?
Yeah.
It's all going to depend on who winds up in the White House at the end of this year. So that could have a huge swing on things there. So when you're getting that wellness check, you're going through everything, you've got stuff done, Jude, the final piece is, just kind of following up, right? You go back and see if you have a test. If you have a little EKG or you have a little ultrasound or something like that, you go back for the follow-up. So same thing with what you guys do to help keep people on track. You build plans and then you follow up. Then you work those plans.
Yeah. One of the biggest mistakes that I see other financial advisors do and their clients are not really paying attention to this. They build a great financial plan when they walk in the door and then they never update the plan, or they look at the plan once a year, and maybe that might not be enough time to make changes. So
true.
In the way that we do it with our system, we choose the three most important benchmarks in elements, whether it's debt ratio or burn ratio, and the client gets a quarterly update and shows where they're at. And and we also talk to them annually because we've got to make progress. It's all about making progress. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's progress, not perfection.
Well, that's a great point. I really like that, right? So it's a matter of making that progress, getting some of these things moving and going forward. And I like that. You know, it's progress, not perfection, because I mean, for humans, perfection is not obtainable. So there's no point in trying to chase that dog, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we give some clients grace sometimes when we set a benchmark, you know, like debt ratio. If you're already at 80%, maybe going down to 50% in 1 year is too aggressive.
Hefty. Okay.
Oh, you know, if you bring it down from 80 to 75, we'll give you a little grace. Okay. It's all about the progress.
There you go. I like that, folks. Well, there you go. That's our little doctor checkup this week here, financial checkup on the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube. You can find all the information at centrusfs.com. That's centrusfs.com. We'll have links in the show notes for all this stuff. And keep your eyes out. We're going to be making some changes to the podcast here
Up
in the next few weeks, coming in June. A little change for Jude in June.
that was perfect.
Going on. So we'll keep you posted on that as we go. But for now, thank you for hanging out with us. We always appreciate your time. Jude, my friend, I will see you next time here on the podcast.
Always a pleasure.
The preceding program is sponsored by Jude Wilson, who is solely responsible for its content. Financial planning and advisory services are offered through Prosperity Capital Advisors, PCA, an SEC-registered investment advisor with its principal place of business in the state of Ohio. Centrus Financial Strategies and PCA are separate, non-affiliated entities. PCA does not provide tax or legal advice. Insurance and tax services offered through Centrus Financial Strategies are not affiliated with PCA. Information received from this podcast should not be viewed as individual investment advice. Product discussions and illustrations are hypothetical in nature and will vary based on many factors, including but not limited to age, health, product, insurance carrier, and product design. You should consult the insurance carrier website and policy for detailed information. For information pertaining to the registration status of PCA, please contact the firm or refer to the Investment Advisor Public Disclosure website, www.advisorinfo.sec.gov. For additional information about PCA, including fees and services, send for our disclosure statement as set forth on Form ADV from PCA using the contact information herein. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money.